News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Carl O'Brien has a really interesting story in the Irish Times today. The headline is Leaving Cert Oral Students Marked Down Through No Fault of Their Own. Basically, significant numbers of Leaving Cert students ended up being marked down in their oral exams this year due to shortcomings in the way interviews were conducted. That's according to some examiners. We're joined by the former headmaster of St Andrew's College, Dublin, and director of Godsell Education, Arthur Godsell. Arthur, I sort of feel obliged to say at the start, because I have a son doing the Leaving Cert as well. If there are kids listening who are doing the Leaving Cert today, they needn't be worrying about this. This will be sorted. So go off and do your exams and don't let this kind of muddle your heads or mess with your heads. But are you surprised at what's happened?
No, not surprised, actually. And you're actually quite correct. What I predict could happen here is that the SEC or the department will take this into account when marking the written paper. In essence, this is a failure of the marking scheme or the application of a marking scheme. And every year, the marking schemes of different papers are altered to ensure that the bell curve is achieved. This, I believe, would be no different. So my advice is wait for the moment until you see the overall mark before lodging any appeals. Although, to be honest, they probably should be offered resits. I mean, what annoys me is that once again, the students are the ones who suffer due to a failure of the system.
Yeah,
that is just not fair.
Just explain to us where the problem arose. The problem essentially arose is because due to COVID, it was teachers in individual schools that were actually doing the orals. And some of them didn't actually follow the procedures that, to be fair, they may have only got a few days before the orals began.
Well, to be quite honest with you, this is a problem for the department or the SEC most years in terms of trying to find enough, sufficient numbers of trained oral examiners. It's always a struggle to get that. I'm not surprised that this has happened this year. I have some sympathy for the department, but not that much in the sense that there should be, it's a one-off examination for students, obviously, a high-stakes examination like the Leaving Certificate does not accurately assess the quality of students. Mm. In the US, the College Board allows for students the opportunity to sit in numerous SATs or aptitude tests. In our own country, college students are permitted to sit resit examinations. So they probably should be offered resits. Whether they want to take them or not is a completely different matter. But it comes back to the idea that everything rests on one 15-minute examination for the orals, or
yeah,
whatever it is. And that is just not right after 14 years of learning.
Yeah, I'm just reading Carl O'Brien's a piece in the Irish Times today. Yeah, he says one examiner speaking on condition of anonymity has filed a protected disclosure due to the extent of the concerns. He or she marked a total of 78 orals. A significant number of these were not conducted in accordance with the instructions for oral language interviews. So certain questions weren't answered, and he was pretty much told that the students that would affect the markings. When he made a query about this, he said because certain key questions were not answered, that would inevitably have to impact on the result. That does seem extraordinary. Extraordinarily unfair if that was to happen.
It is extraordinarily unfair, but the system is extraordinarily unfair in its essence. You cannot allow, or we cannot allow, our hardworking students, and I know many of them, to be affected negatively because the system doesn't work. It's as simple as that. Now, I know a lot of work's been done on the review of the Leaving Certificate, and I sincerely hope that they make the changes that are necessary to give the students, the due respect they deserve after so many years of study and all the work they put in. The examiners have got to probably follow, procedure and so on. But I still maintain that's come the real examination, or sorry, come the written examination and the results coming out in August. I think this would be...
I imagine we'll have to hear from the Education Minister on this, a clarification in relation to this.
Yeah. But you see, every year the marking schemes are altered because a particular paper doesn't produce the bell curve. So they do change these things every year in different papers and so on. So every year you'll find, the maths was a terrible paper. Oh, this was an uproar about a particular paper. And guess what? When the results come out, sometimes they're even higher.
Yeah.
So I used to tell students when it came out of a tough examination, don't worry, the tougher it is, the higher the mark you'll get.
Absolutely. No, okay.
That's not necessarily true.
If you're a Leaving Cert student today, go off and do your exam. Right. Put this out of your mind. This will be sorted. But it does need to be sorted. Arthur Godsell, former head of St Andrew's College Dublin, director of Godsell Education. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.